Hello everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some instantaneous healings for everybody. So I think we're going to start off with doing a chakra alignment for everyone on the show. So just sit back and relax, and what will happen is the light ship will be doing this for you, the light beams from the light ship, and they'll be connecting with you, and then we'll later on have you get the light beam on your screen here. We'll do this first here though. So we're going to your heart chakra, number 4. We're going to reposition that in your body a little bit here so that it's orientated properly. And the way they go out of adjustment is through basically psychic attacks, mind energy going into them, people trying to attack your energy system and cord you. So this is what normally happens to the chakras. So here we go. The heart looks very good for everyone now. Now we're going to go to your throat chakra and reposition that. And this is your spirit's doing, along with the light shift, so there's really no fear about having it done improperly or anything like that. It's definitely done with complete integrity with yourself. So, okay, there we go. Now we're going to your third eye. And wonderful. And now we're going to go back down to your power chakra, solar plexus. There we go. And down again to second chakra. And now we're going to your first chakra. Feels good. Okay, we're going to do an opening. Now, if you're in a quiet location, you may want to have them opened up further. This will help you get more energy in your body. And it'll also help to restore some of the energy going into each body organ. This is what the chakras are attached to, your complete energetic system. So here we go. I'm going to use the word spin to open up your chakras here. So I'll go to the heart chakra first. And they're normally typically around 2 inches in diameter. We're going to open it up to full body width for you. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And go up to your throat now, throat chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Good. Open. And your third eye. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Great. Now we're going back down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Wonderful. Second chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Great. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Okay, so you should feel energy flowing more in your body now. And what I'd like you all to do, we'll do a water charging tonight too. And at the very end of the show, we're going to go over about 15 minutes with Don's permission. And we're going to go to the light ship around straight up on the hour. So this will be a special night here. So what you can do now is, if you're not on my show already, just click on it on Saturday night, Creation Light Ship Healing, and then you want to scroll down. And if you want to communicate with me on the fast chat, you can. It's above the flower that kind of is blinking there. It's the last sentence on the line there before the bottom here. And just click on that, and then you want to minimize that. And then scroll down about another inch total, and you're going to see the beautiful light beam there. And then once she comes up on your monitor screen, then you can go back to fast chat if you wish and maximize that from the bottom of your screen, and then you're able to communicate and have these up each time as you do the communication with us here. So I'll be looking at this throughout the show. And just kind of make a quick message if you like. And so what we're going to do now is activate this divine light beam that should be on your monitor now in front of you. And she's up on the Creation Light Ship. And she's now going to start to come into this energy. So what they want to do is bring in a male and a female energy. So we'll first bring in the female. And this is another light beam. Sometimes Jadina will come in, but right now she's busy. So another light beam is going to come into this beautiful picture here. And she's coming in right now. So, like I say, what normally happens is you may feel energy coming off the photograph here from your hand. You may feel it come to your heart center. The light ship works with your heart only. They don't use mind energy. They work heart to heart. And you may see the rays change slightly on the photograph here. And you're going to see her actually become a little more three-dimensional. If you want to just turn your eyes away from the monitor and look back again, you'll start to see that presence get enhanced here. And she always looks very beautiful to me, so it's it feels like home. And her eyes will begin to emit white light now. Okay. And we have a request to do the life force energy again. Here, we'll do that in a few here. This is a great way to increase your spirit energy in your body and to become more alert and to be more fully present. So this light being is here now. So if you want to get a glass of water, you can right now. And normally you get about 8 ounces of drinking water. And it'll take her about a half a minute when she begins to energize this to, in fact, once you get 2 glasses of water, since you're out there scrambling right now. And we'll have one get charged with the females and one with the males. And the difference in the water is going to be the fact that it'll be what you need in your body as a different type of frequency. So it's not that the males or females are going to put in special water just by their own gender. It's going to be designed just for you. And the second bottle will be the one you want to drink last, but you can take a sip of it here. Okay, so if you have your first container of water, it feels like a few of you are still kind of getting that, so I don't want you to run and trip here. So we'll just talk a little bit here. What we're going to be doing after this will be increasing our life force energy. And that's a very easy procedure to do. I'll just describe it now as you're getting your water. You would just be putting your hands in front of you, like in the prayer of Motra position, in front of your heart center, and you pull them apart, and then you move them in slightly, maybe come out about a foot and a half, and move them in until your body energy actually stops. It's like compressing a spring or like an invisible ball. And you can actually feel this energy between the palm of your hands. And then you bring your hands out further, and you just do the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy, and then you come back in again. And we'll be doing this after the water charging here. So, it looks like you all have your water now. And so, what I'd like you to do now is to put the container, your glass of water, in front of you. And this light being is going to connect with you heart to heart. And you're going to feel energy, if you're a feeling person, coming into your heart center, and it's going to be moving up to your shoulders and down your arms, you know, through your wrist and in your palm of your hands and into your fingertips. So just sit here right now, and she's starting to energize this water for you. Like I said, this takes about a half a minute to do here. And it just feels great right now. And I can feel my fingers becoming more electric, more energized right now. So about another 15 more seconds here. So we have a question here as we're doing this here. Can I see all of you? Yeah, I can sense all of your energies, yes. So I can feel the people that are online doing this right now. So. As far as physically seeing you, know, but I can feel your energy systems. Okay, this water is charged, and this is done by the female, so just take a sip or a drink of this water if you like. I'm going to do the same right now. My water feels very cooling, very refreshing for me to drink, but everybody will have their own sensation here. And I am getting a lot of saliva in my mouth right now, so it's very, very juicy. So what we're going to do now is get our second container of water and put that in front of you. And now we're going to ask the females to leave. This female energy that's here, and now we'll bring in the males. The males come in groups of three, where the females will come in a group of one. So it's very interesting how they choreograph this here, but the males always come in a group of three. So here comes the males, and it'll be a subtle change on the photograph. They're a lot stronger with more intensity. They're a little more direct, where the females have a little more maybe compassion energy, possibly a little more emotional energy. Okay, and here comes the males right now. They're going to start to activate fully into this photograph here. And you might feel their presence. Okay, now they're coming in very strong. So it'll take about 15 seconds. Yeah, these are the light bean doctors from the Creation Light Ship. These beautiful light beans are here now, and they're ready. These eyes to me look very intense right now. It's like they're looking right through me as I look at the monitor screen here into the eyes. So again, put one hand on each side of your container of water. This is container of water number 2. You don't want to mix them up. And they're now starting to do this energizing for you. So the doctors are actually sampling your energetic system, seeing what you need. And they're going to give you that in the water. And normally this is used to detoxify your body, to energize your cells, to get rid of waste products, to bring more light into your body. And they're just about done here. They're saying about 10 more seconds our time here. And it looks like they're about done. Say 5 more seconds here. Okay, they're completed. So again, take water container number 2 and just see how this water tastes. I'm doing it right now. Mine is a lot smoother this time. So that's the way I'm detecting the water. It's a much smoother energy. So what we're going to do now is our life force energy. So kind of put your hands in front of you, palms facing each other in front of your heart center, and move your hands apart, maybe a foot and a half, we'll say 2 feet, and come in slowly until you feel that invisible ball tension. Now when you feel that, we're going to do an affirmation out loud, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And when you say that, then move your hands further apart, an extra maybe foot or so, more than what you were before, and bring your hands in slowly until you feel that ball tension increasing, and it'll be normally expanded out maybe 6 inches or so, more than what it was before. So when you get done, after about maybe 5 or 6 times, your hands should be straight out alongside of you. So here we go. We can all say this together in unison. I now increase my life force energy. 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 5 more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And once more, I now increase my life force energy. Okay, so you should feel a little more alert. Your body might be buzzing right now. This is very good to do if you're traveling someplace and you get tired, maybe at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you got to drive an extra maybe half an hour before you can rest. Just say this out loud, and it will bring you right up. Normally what I have people do is practice this maybe 3 to 5 times a day, and you want to say it out loud. It only takes you a couple minutes to do. You can always go into a restroom if you're at work and just kind of whisper it, but you want to communicate it out loud so you're in the physical plane, not in the mental plane just by thinking about it, but you have to say it out loud to tell every cell in your body what you're doing. And as you start moving your hands further apart, after about a week of doing this, 3 to 5 times a day, it'll be automatic for you. And you can just do the hand gesture, and maybe within 10 seconds, you're going to be fully charged up. And this is very good to do if you're like a massage practitioner or a body worker. This will give you a lot of energy around you so you don't take on the people's stuff. Remember, like attracts like. So if someone comes in with a shoulder problem, that resonance could come right to you, and you could be taking on their shoulder aches and pains, and they feel great when they leave, and you feel horrible. So this is a very good thing to do. And if your body withered less on checking your charge, then don't do any work at all, because you're going to be giving yourself away. This also helps you to eliminate courting from people. So what we're going to do next on the show here is, I think we're going to bring in, what I'm sort of sensing from the light shift, they want to bring in the energy of Jesus into this photograph here in front of you on your monitor. So we're going to ask these beautiful male light beings to leave now. There we go. And we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus now. And yeah, my monitor is kind of going flat here a little bit. There we go. And bring in Jesus now. This is his first cause energy from the creation light ship where he was created. And naturally, he goes other places too besides the earth domain here. So he's known here as Jesus or Yahshua, whatever name you'd like to use. I use the word Jesus. And he's coming in now. And so we'll just bring him into your room also. So I'll use the word stronger to invoke the energy into your living room, your bedroom, your den, wherever you are with your computer now. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Feel a lot of love energy coming off this photograph right now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, beautiful. Stronger, 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 stronger. We'll do some more here for everybody. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just kind of sit back and relax. I'll put some music on here and allow you to take in this beautiful energy. Request healings. And if you like spiritual guidance here. Thank you. we're going to bring in the twin flame energy of Jesus, which is Mary Magdalene. And she'll be coming in right now to the same photograph with Jesus. So this will be a complete unit here, and she'll be very, very balanced energy. So here she comes. She'll be in your room also. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And just sit back and relax. We'll put on some more music for you. And ask for healings again and guidance. next we're going to do some entity releasing here. So we'll get everybody a little more in their bodies here. So we're just going to clear away some entities. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. So just kind of sit back and relax. And most of you feel pretty decent tonight. And we're going to now call your spirit fragments back to you. So they'll be cleansed and healed before they come into your body. So I'll just count to 10 as they come back into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more entity clearing here for everyone. And you all feel pretty good. And bring some more of your spirit back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, some more entities are being released from you. There we go. And bring back more of your spirit here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This we'll do one more time here. Just clearing out some more of these entities that have attached either internally or externally to you. And here we go, bringing more of you back into your bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we're going to do emerging now, if you like, with your awakening consciousness into your heart center here. And this I do on a lot of the shows, so this is the way you can walk, you know, with your spirit with you and have this conscious recognition of your spirit and have your ego walk with your spirit. So here we go. Just visualize your forehead. This is your 10th floor. Visualize like an elevator dropping down into the first, which is your heart center. So here we go. We're dropping this elevator down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, we're dropping this consciousness down into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now you should feel like your thoughts are coming from your heart area. And you can also ask for spiritual guidance and wisdom there as you connect to your own spirit. So this is the best place to be. Live your life there if you can. This is the teachings of Jesus, is to go with inside of you, inward. And this is where you connect at. So we're going to do another little healing here. We're going to bring in the grace energy. And we'll leave Jesus and Mary Magdalene in this photograph on your monitor screen here. And the grace energy will take away traumas, if you've had any, anything that's something that you are very overwhelmed with. It will help you out with this process here. So here we go, bringing in the grace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So the grace energy is what you want to call upon when everything in your life goes to, you know, hell in a handbasket and you don't know what else to do. Just call upon this energy and it will help you instantly. So put some music on here and just request healings now. And you're in your heart center, so kind of stay there during the show here. And you're going to feel this wonderful energy coming in and helping you. But you have to ask for healings. again, just start asking for healings now. And just believe that it's happening. Do a little sample healing like I always do on the show normally. This will be an emotional healing for everybody. If you're new to the show, We're going to go back probably about 5 years in your life, starting from right now, back 5 years. And this healing will eliminate some of your emotional traumas that you have dealt with. You should feel the emotional intensity, the charge, what made it maybe hurt, sting, your anger, anything like this will be dissipated so that you're able to look at the scenario that you dealt with and to be very low as far as the intensity. And you should have the feeling of this energy being actually released from you. You're going to be able to see the scene, but the traumas will be very distant to you, so you won't have any emotional upsettedness. So here we go. We're going from this point in time, and the light ship's doing this now, and they use the chakras to work with. It's only about 1% of this type of healing, though, but to communicate what they're doing, they use the word chakras for this here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back for one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, one full year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So again, just look upon something that happened to you, say in the last 4 years, that upset you greatly, and just check it out right now. Maybe just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and take a look at it. And you should feel that energy from it is very, very distant. You'll be able to see the scene just like it normally happened, like you have in the past, but you won't have that emotional sting. So just kind of look at it right now. This is one of the healings that the light ship is doing for people for the ascension process, because remember, you have to be in your body fully, and the emotions are what prevents you from doing this. And remember, your spirit, because of its divine energy, its love energy, cannot come into density. And density that we have is stored in our body through our genetics and our cellular memory, and these are judgments that our ancestors have had, which separated them from spiritual truth. And now you're having that in your lifetime. Naturally, you're a part of them. And your issues that's come up in this lifetime, events that may be negative, is typically from their perspective, what they haven't healed in this lifetime. So I'm going to do another clearing for everybody. I'm going to do your sensory body. And the sensory body is designed for people who get overstimulated. Some people go into rooms and they kind of freak out and they can't go in there. Sometimes what happens is people get problems with environmental illnesses. So this should help you with that. So here we go. The same process. This is your sensory body. And the light ship is tuning into each and every one of you right now. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. And again, just kind of look at situations in your life right now and see how you can sense the energy of those. You don't want to get too mental with it. Just kind of look at it and see how your body feels. And what I do when I do these clearings, I go back from your present age, and I go back to conception. And I charge $5 for each year of your life. Take your age times 5. And if you're a senior, then if you're over 60, then all those years are free to you. So this is how we work this here. And it takes about an hour to do a person over the telephone. And I do this with private sessions. So we're going to work with your next body here. This is your feeling body. It's different than the emotional body. And here we go. It's kind of similar, though. So your feeling body, same process. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year of the feeling body. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, and again, this is like the other two clearings. They're all kind of similar, but they're different. So again, look at the situations in your life and just see how you feel about them. We're going to do one other healing here for you. We're going to do a pain body. So if you had any chronic pain in your life in the past, and this will help you with this here on this clearing here. So here we go. This is your pain body. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, there we go. So, you may feel a relief now with some tension in your body from pain. So again, just kind of check out your body, see how you're feeling. And I'm going to now do another clearing. And this clearing here is what I call a sensory clearing. The sensory is like from the 2000s and 1900s. So we go back 100 years at one time, and we go back until your first incarnation on this planet. So everybody's different as far as the amount of time that it takes. And this clearing I charge $200 for. So here we go. This will be a good sampling for you. So 2000 to current. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going back one more year. Sixth cleared, this is 1900s to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I have to yawn, so somebody has some energy there. Oh, boy. Okay, next. You're back, 1800s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1700s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1600s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 1500s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so you may have some relief now of some of your past lives, genetic past lives, and also spiritual past lives too. So you may be able to actually feel a little different now. And again, just kind of check your body and see how it feels. See if any aches or pains left you. See if you have any tingles in your body, any warmth. These are all indications of a healing process happening. And we're going to do one other connection here, or disconnection. We're going to work with one of the planetary energies that's connecting to you, taking away your energies. In fact, we'll do three energies is what they want me to do for you. So here we go. First energy, these are off-planet energies that are shouldn't be coming into you, number one. And number two, you know, the Galactic Federation is condoning this here, so we're going to kind of supersede them now and just take them away for you here momentarily. So here we go. The first planetary energy, and they don't give names to these here, or the planets, but here we go. We're disconnecting, so sixth chakra. And we're just disconnecting them right now, so clear, 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 good. Fifth chakra, clear, 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 cleared, good. Fourth, clear, 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 good. Second, or third, clear, 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 good. Second, clear, clear, cleared. First, clear, clear, cleared. Okay, see if you have any energy flowing in your body more. See if you feel any, actually, large cords leave you. Planetary energy number two, sixth chakra, clear, 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 cleared. Fifth, clear, 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 cleared. Fourth, clear, 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 cleared. Third, clear, 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 cleared. Second, clear, clear, cleared. First, clear, clear, cleared. And planetary energy number three, clear, 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 cleared. Fifth, clear, 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 cleared. Fourth, clear, 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 second, clear, clear, cleared. First, clear, 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 cleared. Okay. So just see how you feel. Check out your body. This is what I do on one of my clearings. We call it a master set 4-in-1. And it clears all these energies out of you. There's 13 planets that are connecting to you. And then we also connect you to your home base energy, which is where you came from your first incarnation and where you're supposed to be going back to in each lifetime. But because the dark side is holding you captive here, that does not happen. So I connect you up energetically to your home base. That's one of the processes here. The next one is I connect you up energetically to your twin flame energy, which is just wonderful. And then we take you out of your soul family, which the dark side has held you here for all these eons of time here, thousands and thousands and thousands of years, keeping you from leaving. So this is what we do in this process. It costs $150. It's a wonderful session, but you need to have some of the more previous healings done before we do this one here. So you need at least a mental clearing and emotional clearing and possibly a feeling or sensory body. But these all healings work. They're instantaneous. There's very little, if any, processing whatsoever. And, you know, this is used to regain your energetic system and your spirit into your body. This is what, you know, you're here to do in this lifetime, is to regain your spiritual integrity for ascension. So we're going to do another clearing here. Let me just see what they want to bring forth here. This is what they're telling me. So just take me just a second here to catch on to what they want to do. Oh, they want to bring in an oxygen from the ship. This is very interesting. There's 18 different oxygens that they have up there that we can breathe. And so this I do on my conference calls, which are $20 for an hour long, going to the light ship. I do those Mondays and Fridays. Then I have other programs too, but the healing sessions on the light ship are very, very affordable. So we're going to bring in oxygen number 4 to us down here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just put the music on for a little bit here and just kind of breathe this nice oxygen right now and just kind of sit back and relax. And this oxygen is very special. It'll do some healing with you. now bring in another oxygen from the light ship. And this oxygen is going to be number, they're telling me number 10. So again, just sit back and relax. And here comes this number 10 oxygen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So I'll just breathe this nice oxygen right now and again request healings. Going to the light ship in about 5 minutes here. So just we'll probably do one other healing here before that. And what we're going to do here, I have to check with the light ship here. What they want to do is bring in some energy down here, a host of angels. This is very nice. I love this energy to come in. And so these are the angels from the light ship. Like I said, this is your first incarnation. A lot of these here. And some of these are older angels that have been around for quite a while. So this is your angelic realm coming here into your living room. And it's quite awesome when they come in. So just sit back and relax, and here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, request healing. And just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. Just be still and accept the healing here. Go within your heart center. Okay, so hope you all enjoyed this so far. So I'm going to be going to the Lightship next here. I'll just talk about it a little bit here. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years, and the reason why it comes is because it has to get rid of the darkness from its creations. And so everything that it created in the light needs to be purified so the darkness can leave it, so that it can continue on with the light frequencies. Otherwise, it'd be probably swallowed up by the darkness. This is the way the light regains its territory. And the light ship only created light, never created any darkness whatsoever. The darkness is just another light form out there in the universe, and it attacks the light, wanting to come into its realm to experience what we're experiencing here. So. And the light, these lightless beings, the dark beings, we'll call them, the darkness has no souls. So that's the difference between the light and the dark. And so during this universal shift time, which could be 2012, they don't tell me when it is exactly, but people talk about it as being 2012. What will happen is the whole universe will become dematerialized instantly. No trauma on anybody's part. Just like when you go to sleep at night, you fall asleep and you wake up the next day and you expect to have a reality when you go to bed at night, and when you wake up, it's another reality. This is just the way it's going to be during the universal shift. But your spirit will be fully conscious and will go to where it needs to go to for its next evolution or its next experience in life, whatever it chooses to do. In the ascension process, you're able to bring your body with you. And so either way, you're going to be leaving the earth plane. And if you choose to take your body with you, then you're able to go to another consciousness with full awareness of this past earth incarnation with no traumas here. And it'll be like being a storyteller, telling about the old earth, which would be very, very nice. So Your body naturally has waited 4,000 years for this process to occur. The last time when Jesus came here, the earth spirit decided not to shift because it was just so low a percentage of the population who were actually in tune and aware of what they had to do that. The earth spirit did not want to terminate all the bodies. So this is why we're doing the same process over again for the other 2,000-year cycle. So the earth spirit is doing 4,000 years of the same stuff. It's kind of bored with that now, and it wants to leave. So it's up to you to go with it if you choose to. And the earth spirit created a new reality, an eighth-dimensional reality right now, if you want to use our terminology. And that's where it decided to go to because there won't be any duality there, which means that the darkness would not creep into 8D. So it's very possible that darkness could be at 7D and below. I don't know. But it chose to go to 8D. It created a whole new Earth blueprint, which will be rematerialized during the universal shift. And the blueprint of this Earth right now could very possibly be reformed again. It's up to whoever chooses to be the spirit of the Earth at that time, because the Earth spirit now is leaving. And naturally, it could be materialized in the same, say, 3D dimension in some other reality, too. Some other quadrant in the universe where maybe the darkness won't be as strong. And it could go higher than that, too. But nevertheless, the universal shift is coming. And like Jesus was talking about, go within to get your guidance. Don't go outside of yourself to dilute your energy. Right now, the dark side is working very strongly on people. Take away their soul energy, to grab parts of them and spread them throughout the universe. So I hope that you're not one of these persons or people who've had a lot of attunements by different practitioners who take you out into realms that you know nothing about, and they may not even know about them themselves. So this is why Jesus came, to teach people not to go without, go within to get your energy. So we're going to be going to the light ship here. And it's a very simple process from our standpoint here. On the light ship, it's a lot more than what I could even talk about here to do this process. And the light ship is what Jesus used for his healings. All that was done tonight with you as far as the healings was what Jesus performed when he was here 2,000 years ago. And the light ship was completely in control of what he was doing through his lectures and teachings and his healings. So here we go. We're going to be going to the light ship. If you'd like to take some animals with you, you can just think of them in your consciousness. Or if they're sitting next to you, maybe on the couch or your bed, you can just put your hand on them if you like. Animals love going to the light ship. If you want to bring your garden up, if you grow vegetables or you have some flowers that you want to have energized, bring them with you right now. And we're starting to go through a process right now. We're just having the light ship connect with us. This will take about 5 seconds, and they're fully connected right now. We're in their time, not ours. And now we're going up to the light ship in a white light tunnel. Naturally, you're still here consciously because you're taken up out of time. When you're not here, you're going to be there. Remember your vibration. You'll be being turned off and on continuously throughout your lifetime. And the light only works in the now. And this is how you know that there is a light ship, because you can't see it. It's invisible. It's multidimensional, and the light ship is not three-dimensional UFOs or anything like that. It's at the consciousness of the highest form of energy that there is in the universe. So you're there right now. Your pets and animals and plants and flowers are now leaving you to go to their own particular healing light ship. And we're now having a body scan. They're seeing what type of beings we are. This body scan will check out your genetics, your DNA, and determine what type of life form you are so that the doctors can work with you. And now we're going into the orientation room, and this is where you're completely at free choice to select the different teams of doctors. There's all different life forms on the light ship, and most of the ones that will be seen will be three-dimensional reality beings. So they'll be beings like us, maybe taller and shorter. There's crystals on the light ship. There's little orbs. There's dolphins. There's whales. There's frogs. There's turtles. There's many different types of beings up there. There's water energy. So So we're talking with the doctors now, and I want you to request probably about 3 different healings that you'd like to have, but no more than 3. If you feel perfectly fine, then just request a tune-up. And we're going to be in many rooms at one time because we're out of time. We're in their time. I can only see one room at a time, so you want to just listen to what I'm saying, and this is where you're going to be in this one room, and you may want to put your consciousness there, kind of focus on it, and you may feel parts in your body changing as you have this healing process occur to you. So right now we're going down a very long hallway. It's about 250 feet in length, and we're walking. The ceiling is about 15 feet tall to accommodate the very large, tall light beams. And it's about 8 feet wide. It's very silver looking. There's lights from light ships on the left side. You can look out and see the universe out there and the stars. The right has a wall where doors are that they materialize automatically when you walk in front of them. And this is where the doctor offices are. These beautiful light beams are there, and they're greeting us right now at the very end of this long hallway. And now we're going into the first room. This room is where they have the wonderful hot tubs. And these hot tubs have different colored gels in there. Right now the gels that they're showing me is a green gel. So we're going into the green gels. There's probably a dozen or so in there, so we're going to be in these hot tubs for the whole process here, being on the light ship. Next, we're going into a room. If you have any physical body pain, aches and pains, kind of request healing. There's many, many modalities here in this room for healing. So just start requesting your healing inside of your head. Remember, if you're not in a room that I'm talking about, they will still hear you. You may be in that room automatically without me seeing it. We're going into another room, and this room here is where they have water, and we're drinking some special water up on the light ship, so you may find your saliva changing. They have high-potency water. Normally, it's about a teaspoon of water, and that's all that you need up there. So I'll just put some music on now as you can experience these wonderful healings, and just request the healings inside of your head. The light ship only works for the now, and you may want to just twist your body or maybe move around a little bit too if you like, just to see how the healings are working, and request healing if you need more. So I'll just put some music on here now, and you can enjoy this. I'll be back probably in about a minute here to see what other rooms you're going into. You're up on the light ship in physical body form, just like you're here. we'll go to another location on the light ship, and this is where all the universe of light language was created. So everything in the light comes from the light ship, and it's here now to help us out through this ascension process. So we're going into another room. We're going to go into a wonderful room. This is your own personal room. They're materializing that for you up on the light ship now, recreating this here. And in this room is where your spirit was created. And so we're walking up. Remember, we're in physical form. And we're going into this room right now. And if you are a seer, you're going to see across the room. And the room is probably about 15 feet in diameter. It's a circular room. You're going to see this beautiful, beautiful light being standing there. And I'm going to count to 10, and this beautiful light being is going to approach you and walk into you. This is love comes walking in. So here your spirit comes now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now you're in this wonderful connection of who you are. And request healing from your spirit now for your physical body. To another location right now also. This is where there's a gigantic swimming pool. It's filled full of the liquid light energy water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us now are the light beings that are water animals, and these are the beautiful, or maybe mammals, these are beautiful dolphins coming to us right now. So here comes the beautiful dolphins. There's three of them. If you wish, you can put your hand out in front of you and go out about a foot, and you're actually going to feel the dolphins as you're doing this up on the light ship right now. You may feel their texture of their skin. You may start to feel the density there. You might have tingles going through your whole body because you're actually feeling the light being dolphins on the light ship right now with your hand. So move it back and forth. This is quite an experience for some people who can actually sense and feel. And the dolphins are communicating with you right now through mental telepathy. There's three of them. There's one on each side of you, one on top of you. And you're swimming side by side with them now. And they're doing healing work with you. So request your healings. And this is just a wonderful experience here. I'll see you back in about a minute or so. Thank you. And now the whales are also coming to do some healing work with you also. So you can put your hand out again if you like and feel the whale energy. And we'll see you back in a couple minutes here. To come back here, so we're going into the orientation room, and this room is where we're thanking our doctors now for working with us, and we're going now into the transporter room where we're going to be connecting with our animals and plants and pets and animals, flowers, gardens, whatever we brought up this time. And they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy, which we can use for the next 5 days for additional healing. So you want to request healing with this energy. It's like in your auric field. You will not be going to the light ship, but it will be with you for healing. And this light ship experience will not work on the archives, but you will be able to feel the energy from the light being that's on the monitor screen. So. Again, we're coming back down, and now we're here. So that's a wonderful experience tonight. I really enjoyed this here myself. I'm having a special conference call, which will be in 2 weeks, on a Saturday, 2 weeks from today. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's a four-hour light ship healing, and the charge for it is $60, so you can connect with me if you like. On the email, or just give me a call, and just need to get your check in the mail sent to me, and then from there I can give you the conference call phone number and the PIN code on it. And it's a four-hour light ship healing, much like we did tonight, but there's more of it, and it's geared for the ascension process. They do water charging, so you want to get 7 containers of water. Normally you get a gallon container, and just very, very beautiful. It's an experience that you'd never forget if you want to have this beautiful ascension healings. We do this once a month on the third weekend. And then, like I said before, lightship healings are very affordable. There's $20 for an hour session. And again, just connect with me. And I love getting your emails if you'd like to contact me from the session that you have this evening. You can just go to healing@creationlightship.com and give me an email. It's just on the screen too, just below the light beam there if you want to click on it. I love getting emails from people. So I'll be signing off here, and I want to thank Don for allowing us to run over a little bit here. So we'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and this light beam will stay energized. Jesus and Mary Magdalene for the next half an hour or so. At about straight up on the hour, their energy will leave the monitor screen. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And for those who are back east, I know it's a little bit late for you. So good night, and have a wonderful evening and rest tonight. Goodbye, everyone.